With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Position your organization at the center of one of Cayman's most important economic conversations.
Beyond today, innovation, inclusion, and growth. That's the theme for this year's Chamber of Commerce Economic Forum, slated for January 23rd at the Kimpton Seafire. And Chamber CEO Will Pinot tells Radio Cayman there will be a special focus on the, quote, real impact of artificial intelligence on Cayman's future. Global advisor and author Dr. Vikram Mancharamani set to be this year's keynote speaker. For tickets, you can email emily.sintorn@caymanchamber.ky or call 743-9126. And Little Cayman's corals, well, they need your help. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller explains.
Stony coral tissue loss disease is spreading in Little Cayman. First detected at the Soto Trader wreck dive site back in August, the Department of Environment reports it is gradually extended to both the island's northern and southern shores. The Marine Research Unit is conducting monthly assessments, noting that the disease spreads at roughly 0.82 miles per month. The DOE says it's crucial for residents and visitors to disinfect dive gear and boat bilges, particularly after diving in affected areas. While the DOE says complete prevention isn't possible, your cooperation is vital to help slow the spread. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can learn more at doe.ky/sctld. Mary Kate Lynch, a U.S. national with limited legal time remaining in the Cayman Islands, appeared in summary court today charged with possessing and consuming cocaine. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Mary Kate Lynch was previously held at HMP Fairbanks, but was released on bail with strict conditions, including drug testing 3 times a week. In court on Thursday, she admitted failing to attend scheduled testing, citing transportation difficulties. She was tested during the Thursday hearing and returned a clean result. Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez reminded her that compliance with testing is not optional. The court was informed that Ms. Lynch's legal time in the Cayman Islands will expire before the end of the month. The Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions also revealed that the RCIPS is investigating her in relation to a possible robbery charge. While no details of that allegation were presented in court, prosecutors confirmed that an update from investigators will be requested before her next appearance on the 22nd of January. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Anti-government unrest has continued to spread across Iran, despite an internet blackout and a defiant address by the supreme leader. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed the protesters as a bunch of vandals and said the authorities would not back down. The unrest broke out nearly 2 weeks ago because of anger at rising living costs. Israel has carried out a wave of strikes on what it says are Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon and the eastern Bekaa Valley. The attacks came one day after the Lebanese military said it had completed the first phase of its plan to disarm Hezbollah in the south. Switzerland is holding a national day of mourning for the 40 victims of a fire on New Year's Day in a bar in Crans-Montana. One of the owners of the bar, Jacques Moretti, who is accused of negligent homicide, has been taken into custody. The British government says the move by Elon Musk's platform X to limit Grok AI image edits to paid users is insulting to victims of misogyny and sexual violence. It says the move simply turns the feature into a premium service. The US says it seized another tanker off the Venezuelan coast. A maritime risk company says the vessel, the Olina, was attempting to break through the US naval blockade. The US government says Argentina has fully repaid the money it accessed through a swap facility last year. The US made available $20 billion after Argentina's currency, the peso, plunged. US officials fear this could damage President Javier Milei, a Trump ally, in upcoming elections. A major naval exercise led by China is underway today in South African waters. The week-long drill called Will for Peace involves the navies of Russia and Iran. BBC News.